Realnews.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight on this October the 13th, 2017. That's Friday the 13th. President Trump is on fire. He is going after Obamacare. The Congress wouldn't do it. The establishment Republicans wouldn't do it. You had John McCain think that he shut this thing down. No, he didn't shut down Obamacare repeal and reform. But President Trump is going to shut down Obamacare. And they're going to do it in a free market way. Yesterday he had a press conference. And he talked, Rand Paul there. It was Rand Paul's pushing on this. But of course, as I played for you yesterday, President Trump was already saying, during the campaign, during the debates, debating with Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio was saying, you keep talking about these lines around the states, these lines. And President Trump said, yeah, you don't know what that is, do you? Let me explain to you. We're going to get rid of the inhibitions on competition. And it's going to be a great thing. And now he did that yesterday. Rand Paul had pushed very hard for that. Rand Paul had said, we don't want to have this Graham Cassidy bill. This is not going to reform anything. It's going to entrench the socialism that Obamacare has put onto our healthcare system. He said, let's have some competition. Let's have some real free market reforms. And of course, it doesn't cost us anything to allow competition, unlike what we're seeing from Obamacare. So we're going to talk about what that is, what we can expect to see in the next few months. But then the other shoe dropped. In the wee hours of the morning, President Trump tweeted out, the Democrats' Obamacare is imploding. Massive subsidy payments to their pet insurance companies have stopped. He said, Democrats need to call me to fix. And the White House put out a statement saying that the subsidy payments to Obamacare are unlawful, and the Department of Justice, as well as Health and Human Services, have determined that. Well, where did that come from? You know, President Trump gets the credit for doing this, taking the bold step. But it's people like Rand Paul who pushed for the taking down the barriers to competition across state lines, and it is Dr. Jerome Corsi here at InfoWars who has been leading the charge for a year, talking about removing the theft that we call Fannygate. And I'm going to break down what's behind that. The Obamacare subsidies were funded by an unlawful theft of money out of the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. And that's been going on for quite some time. And so Dr. Corsi has said, all we have to do, it's already been determined as illegal by a court, so just stop the appeal and the Justice Department, and Obamacare is going to go away. You're going to see a massive screaming. It's already begun. We're going to give you some of the headlines and some of the analysis from the mainstream media, from the Democrats. They say President Trump is trying to shut down Obamacare. Yes, he's trying to give us a choice instead of mandates, instead of taxes, instead of lines around competition. We're going to open this up, and he is doing it single-handedly. That's great news. It's also interesting. We're going to take a look at what's going on with Puerto Rico. We told you that all of the nonsense about the Jones Act and inhibitions to shipping supplies to relieve Puerto Rico was false. They already had nearly 10,000 containers, shipping containers, massive containers of supplies that have been shipped down there. But President Trump removed those restrictions for the Jones Act for another 10 days, but the bottleneck was not getting the supplies to Puerto Rico. The bottleneck was getting them from the ports into the country. Some of those were natural obstacles. But as the mayor of San Juan grandstanded and criticized President Trump, she was standing in front of mountains of supplies. Now the FBI is investigating whether or not they deliberately hindered that, maybe for political reasons. So they're taking a look into that interesting little storm that was created by CNN and the mainstream media and a Democrat operative down in Puerto Rico. Did they really withhold supplies from the people? We know that the Teamster Union there admitted on tape to a reporter that, yes, we're going to make the people suffer because we don't like the legislation that they put in. But the Democrats were doing it for other reasons as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Friday the 13th, but it is a lucky day for anyone who wants lower health care costs in the long term. There's been some amazing steps taken by President Trump in the last 24 hours, and they come actually in two parts. Firstly, was the announcement yesterday with Rand Paul, talking about what Rand Paul had advocated as they were trying to push the Graham-Cassidy bill. Rand Paul said, this is not going to do anything other than entrench this socialist system that is called Obamacare, the system of mandates, taxes, and theft. And we'll get to the theft here in just one moment. But that was the first part, and that got the Democrats and the mainstream media very upset. But wait until today. We've already had some headlines start to break because there's a second part to this that was announced. And let me read the tweets from President Trump. First, there was one at 2:36 in the morning. The Democrats' Obamacare is imploding. Massive subsidy payments to their pet insurance companies have stopped. Dems should be calling me to fix. I'm going to shut it down. I have the tools to shut it down. I'm going to shut it down because the Congress and the GOP establishment did not want to shut it down. People like Bob Corker blocked this. People like John McCain blocked it. All the people who hate President Trump so much were the ones who loved Obamacare so much. And they did everything they could to block any repeal of it. But there's another part of this that is very important. And of course, Rand Paul correctly gives the president credit for taking bold moves. He had advocated this. Of course, the president had talked about this. Even during the debates, and we'll play that clip again. So get that clip that we played yesterday of Marco Rubio and President Trump where they were going back and forth. The lines, remember the lines around the states? And Rubio was doing his little trolling thing. As a matter of fact, yeah, let's play that right now before we play what President Trump said yesterday. Here's the debates. So, you know, this is something that was heavily advocated by Rand Paul to President Trump to do it, and he was right, and President Trump now has taken that bold action, as Rand Paul says. But President Trump was talking about this back in the debates, and Marco Rubio decided that he was going to put himself up in the polls by being a bit of a troll in the debate. But this is how this came back. This is what they're talking about that President Trump has now enacted.
And this is important, guys. This is an important thing. What is your plan? I understand the lines around the state, whatever that means. This is not a game where you draw maps
and you
around.
You don't know what it
What
means.
Is your plan?
That's the problem. You
what is your plan on health care? You don't
biggest
have a
problem.
Plan.
The biggest
well,
problem
is,
he doesn't
I'll give
know.
One minute
the biggest problem he's
plan.
Got is he
What's
doesn't
plan?
Know. You know, I watched him melt down 2 weeks ago with Chris Christie. I got to tell you, the biggest problem he's got is he really doesn't know about the lines. The biggest thing we've got, and the reason we have no competition, is because we have lines around the state, that, and you
but
have
that,
essentially
I know, we already mentioned that as part of my plan,
yeah,
and I know
yeah.
what that is. But what else is part of your plan?
Much.
So your only thing
much.
Is to get rid of the lines around the states. What else is part of your health care plan?
What the lines around the states mean.
That's your only
and
plan.
And it was almost done. No. You know
All right,
what that does?
I'll
that
give
brings
him time
in
mind that he can tell us his plan.
Excuse me. That brings in competition. When you get rid of the lines, it brings in competition. So instead of having one insurance company taking care of New York or Texas, you'll have many. They'll compete, and it'll be a beautiful thing.
Right. And
that's right. You're going to have many. They will compete, and it will be a beautiful thing. It'll be a free market thing. If you want to get costs down, the only way to really make it affordable, and of course, by calling it Obamacare, we did a great disservice to this, because people should see the irony of Affordable Care Act, which is the official name of that. No, it didn't do anything to make it more affordable for people. They did do some theft, and that's the other part. That's the other shoe that dropped. So at 2:30 in the morning, President Trump said, hey, we're stopping these subsidy payments. Democrats, you need to call me to fix it. And then at 4:14 this morning, President Trump tweeted this out. He said, Obamacare is a broken mess. Piece by piece, we will now begin the process of giving America the great health care that it deserves. So what are the two pieces that have come out in the last 24 hours? We're going to talk about that. But first, one more thing. We talk about affordability and the Affordable Health Care Act. There's this article from Zero Hedge, and it was "One Angry American Rages, Obama Lied, My Fourth Health Care Plan Just Died. Cue the funeral bagpipes, my fourth health insurance plan is dead." And they said just four of them have gone down and died in just 4 years. Our first death notice, they said, was from Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. It arrived in the fall of 2013. They said changes from the health care reform, also called the Affordable Health Care Act, or ACA, our plan can no longer meet the federal government's requirements. They said the second death knell came from Rocky Mountain Health Plans. That came in August of 2015. The third notice of plan discontinuation, again from Anthem, informed us the insurer would no longer offer the current health care plan in August of 2016. Now here we are, barely a year later, Deja screwed four times. Our current plan will be discontinued January the 1st, 2018. There you go. It doesn't work. It's a proven failure. It has escalated the costs exponentially in anybody that is paying for their health care. So let's take a look at what President Trump said yesterday. This is video clip number 6. Let's play that clip.
This order takes first steps to make it easier for businesses to help their workers afford high quality and more flexible health care through reimbursement accounts. With these actions, we are moving toward lower costs and more options in the health care market and taking crucial steps toward saving the American people from the nightmare of Obamacare. Today is only the beginning. In the coming months, we plan to take new measures to provide our people with even more relief and more freedom. And by the way, on another subject, that will include massive tax cuts. We are going to get massive tax cuts. And I believe even Senator Rand Paul, and I know Virginia, Greg, I think you're with us, but the whole country is looking for these massive tax cuts, and we will get them. And we are going to also pressure Congress very strongly to finish the repeal and the replace of Obamacare once and for all. We will have great health care in our country. Thank you all very much.
All right, that was the announcement. And, of course, Rand Paul also spoke there. Let me read to you from Rand Paul's editorial that was on Breitbart.com. Rand Paul said that the Trump health care executive action, he said, Congress failed and it is now time to act. He said President Trump yesterday would legalize and allow individuals to form health associations and purchase insurance across state lines. This is what real free market replacement looks like. Millions of Americans will be eligible to band together to demand less expensive insurance. The 28 million individuals left behind by Obamacare will now be eligible for inexpensive insurance. And what is the cost to taxpayers? Zero. As opposed to the trillion-dollar fake replacements we voted on, this replacement simply legalizes choice. It legalizes choice. How about that? A pro-choice healthcare plan. Isn't it interesting that the Democrats who call themselves pro-choice, the only choice that they want to allow you in your life, the only choice they will allow, is the choice to kill your child. And they don't allow you to choose whether or not you're going to vaccinate your child or the schedule that you're going to vaccinate your child. They don't want to have that. They don't want you to have a choice on health care. They don't want you to make any decisions about your life, about anything. They want to tell you everything that you need to do. Now, Rand Paul went on to say the president's action today will allow millions of people to an escape route to group insurance. He said the association health plans will be among the biggest free market reforms of healthcare in a generation. It'll do more to counter the impact of Obamacare than most of the repeal bills did, because it will actually go after regulations that the legislation did not touch due to Senate rules. He said existing law allows the president to legalize these new groups and plans where previous administrations have been weak. President Trump is bold to allow this reform. We're going to tell you what this is about, and we're going to tell you the other shoe that dropped, which is even bigger. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about the bold moves, as Rand Paul said, the bold moves of President Trump to fix the quote-unquote affordable health care plan that we commonly call Obamacare. And there's been not one, but two moves. The first move was to offer us some market reforms, to offer us choice, competition, a true market. You know, they talk about the Obamacare marketplace and so forth. That's not a market. It's subsidies funded by theft, and there is no competition. Now, what President Trump did yesterday was he opened this up to competition. That inflamed the left yesterday. But today, what's going to get them even more upset is he took the other step. So as he opened up competition and choice, today he is shutting down the socialism, the theft, the redistribution of wealth, what we've talked about, Dr. Jerome Corsi has talked about for a very long time here at InfoWars. Basically, InfoWars has just been carrying this alone. Nobody else has jumped in on this. And Dr. Corsi has been relentless. I've interviewed him multiple times on this. He's done a whole series of articles. The people who had their money stolen, the minority, because that's the way this typically works out. The investors who had invested in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had called it Fannygate. And Dr. Corsi did a great job of explaining what was going on, calling on the Department of Justice to stop this appeal where Obama's administration lost in court. He couldn't get the Congress to actually fund these subsidy payments. And so what he did was he went in and just stole it from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors, people who had bought what they thought were safe mortgages that were insured by the government. And of course, there was a lot that happened with that, as it did with the other parts of the mortgage market in 2008. You had some of the people who were running it at the top got away with millions, and the investors were left holding the bag, but it returned to profitability. And it was very quietly returned to profitability. And as they realized that it was actually making money now, they did what they called a net asset sweep, which is basically a fancy name for theft. You know, when the government wants to do something, it's usually the Pentagon that comes up with euphemisms like that. But of course, Obama just took all the money from the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors and called it a net asset sweep. And that's the way he funded it, because he couldn't get the Congress to fund it. Same way that he said, hey, I can't get these guys to ratify the Paris Climate Agreement, so I'll just self-ratify it. No, that's not a ratification. Or to say, I'm not going to bother with trying to get the TPP through, the Trans-Pacific Partnership through. So I'll just sign it along with Secretary of State John Kerry. No, that's not valid either. And so President Trump is undoing these executive orders, these unlawful things that President Obama did to get the quote-unquote Affordable Health Care Act through. And we're going to break that down, and we're going to play for you a little bit of what Dr. Corsi said in one of the interviews that I had with him on this in the next segment. But before we go back and look a little bit more at what's going on with Obamacare and how it's being reported in the press, I want to tell you about some of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds our operation. We have, for a limited time, Biotrucilinium, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and 50% off if you get it with AutoShip. And of course, it's well documented how necessary it is to have selenium in your diet. And the question is, are you going to get a good source of this. You're going to get something that's synthetic, that's loaded with fillers. Ours we call BioTrue Selenium because it's made from 100% organic mustard seeds. You can get that right now, 40% off or 50% off with auto ship. We also have still 50% off BrainForce Plus. Don't miss this sale. That's the best discount we've ever had off of BrainForce. And it's, like I said, one of my favorite supplements that we have here. You know, many of the vitamins and minerals, it's essential for your health, but you're not going to feel anything from it. But you do feel this when you take BrainForce Plus, and it's now 50% off. We also have, for limited time only, 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can get that at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. And we have two different blends of InfoWars Wake Up America. We have the Patriot blend and we have the Immune Support blend. Pick what you want and enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off of Wake Up America. Now let's go back to what is actually happening, because there's been some massive changes in the reform of Obamacare in just 24 hours. And this is something that we couldn't get Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan to do all year. And President Trump has done this in just two steps in less than 24 hours. And so this is really good news, because he's coming out swinging. He came out tweeting early in the morning saying, hey, Democrats, I'm fixing this. I'm going to do it piece by piece. If you want to do something about it, you want to get involved, call me. So Rand Paul says Trump's Obamacare order has the potential to be amazing. He said the Republicans' previous attempts to reform health care in 2017 failed not only because they did not provide adequate choice for consumers, but because they also added millions to the national debt, which topped $20 trillion in September. He said millions of people are going to choose it, and it doesn't force anyone to do anything. Why wouldn't you support something like that? Well, because the Democrats don't support any kind of choice or freedom, except, as I pointed out before, the choice to kill your child. He said, my plan today that the president enacted costs zero. It costs zero. It doesn't hold a gun to anybody's head. It doesn't steal anything from anybody. It doesn't add anything to the debt. It just gives people choice. And so as we're looking at this and the reactions to it, we've got Trump saying this is only the beginning and we're going to look at the next step. But of course, last night, Washington Post said Trump's crystal clear effort to torpedo Obamacare. They say he's removing and altering the Affordable Care Act's regulations. Say because that it's mandates, it's prohibitions, it's taxes, it's theft that makes it work. And that's what needs to be repealed. And that really was not in any of the plans that were even being voted on. I mean, they had the repeal the Obamacare Act, which the Republicans that had voted for it in the past refused to do so again. But the other plans that were put out by Lindsey Graham and others did not really fix any of that. But if the Washington Post thinks that's bad, wait until they get a hold of what is happening with the second shoe. Now, as Rand Paul also said, most of the fake replacements offered do not fix the individual market. They simply keep in place Obamacare's subsidies for the individual market. And this is very important. He said it will take 6 months to a year to begin seeing the benefits of the health associations. And I want to thank President Trump for taking this bold step forward. He says this isn't a government mandate, not a subsidy, not a tax, but a removal of government regulation and barriers to do the best possible health care for millions of people. Now we get to the point where Dr. Jerome Corsi was involved, and that is the Fannygate. AP News points out this morning, Trump to issue stop payment order on health care subsidies. Before sunrise Friday morning, Trump went on Twitter to urge Democrats to make a deal. And now the White House is saying in a statement that it can't lawfully pay Obamacare subsidies. White House statement said that this is based on guidance from the Justice Department. So shout out to Jeff Sessions for finally doing the right thing on shutting down this theft that subsidized Obamacare. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm going to play for you the breakdown by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We had CNN anchor Aaron Burnett last night label President Trump hypocrite in chief. Said he's signing his 50th executive order. She never had any problem with all the executive orders that Barack Obama signed. He said, we're going to be in the Paris Climate Agreement because I'm just going to self-ratify it. I'm not going to do it according to the Constitution where we have to have 60% of the Senate sign this. No. I'm just going to sign it myself. I'm going to sign us right into the TPP as well. And I'm going to steal money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors, and I'm going to use it to fund Obamacare because I can't get the Congress to appropriate the money. I'll just appropriate it myself. I'll just pull it right out of that account, and I'll call it a net asset sweep. Well, we call that theft, and we call that usurpation of power. So a lot of these executive orders that Aaron Burnett is criticizing President Trump for are simply shutting down unlawful, unconstitutional executive orders by Barack Obama. And that brings us to the research that was done by Dr. Jerome Corsi. As I pointed out, Rand Paul has been strongly advocating something that President Trump was talking about even during the debates, and that is stopping the prohibitions on competition across state lines. That's what the Commerce Clause was for. It was to create a free market within the boundaries of the United States, and instead, they use it to prop up an unconstitutional prohibition on drugs and other things. They use it in many ways, and they use it to shut down competition. So they've turned that on its head. But then they started funding Obamacare by theft. And Dr. Corsi has written article after article. We've only had, I think, one or two people pick this up. Somebody picked it up on Fox News. It looked like it was getting some momentum there, but we still have basically been the lone voice in the wilderness crying out about this, Dr. Corsi, and we've had multiple interviews with him. I have, Alex has. We've talked to him about this multiple times. And the last time I spoke to Dr. Corsi, he said word was that they were going to pull the plug on this sometime before the end of the year. Well, that happened today. Today, they said the Justice Department and Health and Human Services have determined that this is unlawful. They're not going to continue the appeal. See, the Trump administration was taken to court by the Congress. Congress said, we didn't appropriate this money. Under the Constitution, we have to do that. They took it to court, and the court says, yeah, they're right. And then the Obama administration appealed it. So I'm going to let Dr. Corsi break this down for you. Here's an interview I had with him back in June of this year. Here with Dr. Jerome Corsi. If you've been following his articles on InfoWars about what's happening with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you realize that the Obama administration has been seizing all of the assets from private investors and others to fund Obamacare. This is something they couldn't get through, just as we saw with the Paris Climate Agreement. When Obama couldn't get that through the Senate, the constitutional process is to have that ratified. He just said, well, I'm going to self-ratify it. Well, he did something similar with funding of the Obamacare subsidies. Basically, he had a crisis of how he was going to pay for it. So he just decided that he was going to take the money from private investors. So we're going to talk to you about several things here. We're going to lay this out in a little bit different way than Dr. Corsi has done in the past. You want to be able to talk about this at length. So we're first going to tell you what this is going to mean for you as an individual, for private investors who maybe are holding some of this money, or people who have it as part of the pension fund that they may not even know that they're invested into Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. We're also going to talk to you about what this means for homeowners. Then we're going to break out what this means for the rule of law, and then we're going to look at the chronology of this, because this all began with the mortgage crisis. They took over Fannie and Freddie as part of the mortgage crisis. Then Obama took over Fannie and Freddie because he had an Obamacare crisis that he wanted to fund. But it really is now the solution to Trump's Obamacare crisis. How does he stop Obamacare? Well, the solution is the same way that he did with the Paris Climate Agreement, to shut down the extra legal, the unconstitutional, illegal actions of Obama and just pull out of this thing. We'll tell you how that's going to work. So joining us now is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
David, great pleasure to be with you again. Thank you.
Laid out for us what this really means for people, private investors, people who may have invested in this and their IRAs. I know my father had invested in Fannie and Freddie as a private investor. A lot of people maybe are into this because of their pension funds. So what does this mean for private investors when they have no security in the rule of law?
Well, I mean, first of all, the whole idea of Fannie and Freddie is that they're fundamental to our mortgage development and finance in the United States. Fannie and Freddie buy a lot of the mortgages that are made and package them into secondary issues for investors in Wall Street. And without Fannie and Freddie, we might not have the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, which is the key mortgage that most people use to buy their first home. And that's fundamental to being able to be a homeowner, is to be able to buy your first home and have it be financed. Now, Fannie and Freddie are both a kind of a hybrid organization. They have a government guarantee on the default of the mortgages that are bought by Fannie and Freddie. But also there are private shareholders who buy stock. And as you point out, many people through their IRAs or their pension funds may own Fannie and Freddie stock and not really be aware that that's in their portfolio.
Because they always viewed it as a very safe investment because it was guaranteed by the government. It was one of these things that was put in there like FDIC insurance to say, well, up to a certain point, the government's going to guarantee your deposits. It was right. set up there to create a confidence for the mortgage. So a lot of people who are not speculators, they're individuals, they're not big investors. They just want this because it's going to preserve their capital.
And there's two things that happened. And first of all, when the federal government came in 2008 and took over Fannie and Freddie in a bailout. The federal government did this and snatched control. They, they treasuring out warrants that they could own up to 79.9% of the Fannie and Freddie. Mm-hmm. And so that really diluted the ownership of the private shareholders to, you know, very little compared to what it had been before.
Well, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about this, because early in the broadcast, I talked about the moves by the Federal Reserve. The right. fact they're raising interest rates, the fact they say they're going to shrink their balance sheet. In other words, there's a lot of things that are put in there to prop up the economy in the wake of the mortgage crisis by the Federal Reserve. They're now $4.5 trillion in with their balance sheets, but they're also raising rates constantly. So they're doing all these things, and despite the fact we don't have inflation, they're pulling out the props that have been under the economy. They're concerned that Trump's big trump card here really has been the economy. They want to put things in place that are going to pull that out. And, of course, when they do things like that, raising interest rates, that's going to affect everybody's ability to sell their houses, the value of their houses, and so forth. That's a key thing. But before we get in the chronology of this and go back to the mortgage crisis, let's talk about what this means for the rule of law. Because first we had Obamacare coming in, and they said, you have no constitutional authority to force us to buy insurance from an outside source. I said, all right, that's fine. We'll call it a tax. Because you're going to be paying a tax to a private company? That's still a load of nonsense. And then on top of that, they found that Congress was not going to fund it. And so then Obama said, no, we'll just take it from these people. So that's the flow of where this is going. Let's go back now to the mortgage crisis and tell people about what happened with the conservatorship. You had just started to get into that.
In 2008, what had happened was the largely the Democrats, through the beginning with the Community Redevelopment Act of 1977, have been forcing banks to write subprime loans, which are underperforming loans. And this got out of control, so that they were doing mortgage-backed securities that were packed with subprime loans. The whole thing collapsed.
Right. Okay. And we had people that were government officials, essentially, making a lot of money off of Fannie and Freddie at the top by repackaging these. They were getting a big payout in terms of bonuses. So you had the people at the top really did get involved in some crooked dealings, just like we had the people at the top who were collateralizing these loans. But it was the investors who were buying it that were being deceived. And so they were the ones who were kind of left holding the bag and really are getting that bag stolen from them right now at this point. So what was the agreement?
A couple things. Frank, first of all, Franklin Raines and Jamie Gorelick of the Wall. These are Democrats made millions of these.
All right, if you want to hear the rest of that, we're going to put that up on our YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight. We're going to break down the theft and the mandates and the socialism behind Obamacare that is now being taken away by President Trump. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Take a look at some other news. We have a shooting that has developed in a Swedish town. Quite a few people have been shot, seven injured in a busy market in a mass shooting in Sweden. Wait a minute. I thought they had gun control there. How did that work? We're going to be talking to Larry Pratt in the next hour about the developing moves of gun control by the Democrats and also by Republicans. Don't forget that some of the first bills offered have come from Republicans posturing in a position of political correctness to say that we have to take away the guns. And there's some softness even on the people who typically protect this. And so we're going to talk to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America about the Second Amendment. And it's kind of interesting that we have the Czech president saying maybe we need a Second Amendment in Europe. And maybe they do when we look at the situation in the Swedish town where they just had the mass shooting. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, a couple of sales that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. This is what funds our operation. We really do appreciate your support that funds this program. It funds everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we try to provide you the very best, and we do provide the very best products that you can get out there, the best quality products, and we periodically put them on deep discount as a thank you. Right now, we have BrainForce Plus, 50% off. We also have InfoWars Life Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formulation, is now 40% off. All Emmerich's Essentials, that's our line of organic household products, those are 50% off. And we got a couple of big ticket items, Alexa Pure Pro, the water filter, and Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter. Both of those systems are 20% off. And finally, when you check out, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. Pick it in either the Patriot blend or the Immune Support blend. Enter the code WAKEUP and you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout. The fires in Northern California, and we talked about this earlier in the week, the rapid death and destruction that came through so quickly, and the death toll is soaring. And there you don't even have any idea how many people. Yeah, they said, we're increasing this death toll, and we're not even searching for bodies. They're still fighting the fires. Already the death toll has jumped to 31. They've released the names of 10 victims, but there's well over 400 people still missing. And once they start searching for the bodies, once the fires are under control, that's something that is probably going to soar uncontrollably. And it may not be the case in this particular area, but so many of the fires that we have seen across the West have resulted from mismanagement by the federal government. This is something that's been building for decades. Earlier in the week when this first broke, I played a report for you. You can find that on our YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight. It was a report that I did about a year or so ago. Reviewed that in the news. I think it was on Monday when this started, or whatever the day was that the fires first broke out. I talked to a lumberjack, and he was saying the same thing that my uncle, who is a forestry professor at the University of Missouri, had told me decades ago. And that is that the federal government, in its zeal to keep anybody from doing any logging, mining, grazing on public lands, they want to keep people off. This is part of the coming Agenda 21. Move all commercial activity, move everybody out of there. There's a video clip as they're showing this as B-roll, talking to that lumberjack who had lost his life savings, because it's not, you know, these fires, if they start on public land that is mismanaged, because they allow the dead wood to stay there and to build. So they had the maximum amount of fuel on the ground, which is dead wood and dead trees, that was 250 times what it should have been. And as he pointed out, once the fire starts, that is just like pouring gasoline on it. And that's why these things are going out of control in so many different areas. We've seen it in the Smoky Mountains around Gatlinburg area. That is mismanagement by the federal government. As they try to keep people off the land, they're also responsible for the fires that are happening there. Now, this shooting in Sweden, the news is just now developing on this. They say four people have been injured after a gunman opened fire in a small town in southern Sweden. Police, they say, have ruled out it being terror-related. Well, we'll see about that as it goes along. They say four people injured are men in their 20s. They say it is gang-related. So we'll look to see as the information comes on that. Meanwhile, we have reported by NPR and by the New York Times that in polls, and of course we can always trust their polls, right? These are the same people that were conducting polls that told us that Hillary had it made. There's no way that President Trump was going to beat her. But they're now telling us that majorities of both parties favor increased gun restrictions. They're saying 80% of Americans told the pollsters that they favor bans on assault weapons, high-capacity ammunition magazines, and bump stocks. 8 in 10 likewise said that they favor a federal database to track all gun sales. So they want to shut down private sales. And they say on each of these questions, majorities of Democrats, Independents, and Republicans all were in favor of restrictions to some degree. Of course, that varied based on party. We're going to be talking to Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. There's a lot of work to do, folks, to protect our Second Amendment. This is a war for public opinion right now at this point, because even though we have a constitutional amendment prohibiting it, if the mass of people don't care about their rights, they don't care about your rights either. So they have to understand what is going on here. And so we're going to talk to Larry Pratt at the beginning of the next hour. Meanwhile, in Czechoslovakia, the Czech president called for European Second Amendment. He said, we need self-defense against terrorism. The Czech president has said Europeans should have the courage to invest in our own guns in order to guard against international terrorism like millions of U.S. citizens have. See, we don't appreciate the freedoms and the powers that we have until they're lost. And so he looks at what we have and he says, well, that's really what we need here. They point out the elder statesman, and this is from Breitbart, a veteran of the Prague Spring Uprising against the old communist regime, as well as the Velvet Revolution, which finally brought it down, made his comments in an address to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. That's an intergovernmental forum that predates the quasi-federal European Union by several years. He said, the level of international crime is growing because of Islamic terrorism. I am open and frank, and I do not use the phrase Islamic terrorism lightly, but in the overwhelming majority of cases, it has Islamic origin. It is connected with genocide in Armenia. He went on to say, what can we do against international criminality? Invest in the police, invest in the army, and have the courage to invest in our own guns. He said, my wife has a pistol. Of course, she passed all the necessary tests, but now I am guarded by my wife. Not only my bodyguards, he smiled. The Second Amendment to the American Constitution says that everybody has the right to have a weapon. Of course, they must fulfill necessary conditions and tests, but we Europeans are a little more careful than the Americans. But after Barcelona and many assassinations, I think that the difference between Europeans and Americans is not so great. And then the article points out that Czech citizens have some of the most liberal gun rights in Europe, but the ownership rates are not nearly as high as in nearby Switzerland, which is not in the European Union. But they're still getting pressured by the European Union because Switzerland is part of the Schengen zone, which is the open area where they allow free immigration and movement of people. They say both countries enjoy a lower homicide rate than the United Kingdom, which is experiencing a surge in gun violence despite incredibly heavy restrictions on gun ownership. But the EU is bringing extensive pressure to bear on both Switzerland and the Czech Republic to restrict citizens' gun rights. So this is a developing story. It's interesting that they're calling now for a Second Amendment in Europe as we're looking to shut down our Second Amendment freedoms here in America. And in Hungary, the Prime Minister there, Viktor Orban, is saying that we need to protect Middle East Christians or anti-Christian persecution will come to Europe. He said his country was taking the lead on extending aid to Christian minorities and in particular on supporting programs to help them return to their homelands in safety. He said, we Hungarians want Syrians, Iraqis, Nigerian Christians to be able to return home to their land that their ancestors have inhabited for hundreds of years as soon as possible. This is what we call Hungarian solidarity. And understand that the people who are refugees in the area that we have wars, and in many cases, let's understand, it was the American government that started the wars in the name of regime change in Syria, for example. We create these refugees, and instead of ending the war, instead of creating safe areas there, we continue on with our bullheaded policy of regime change, keeping these people as refugees and then bringing them into our country. They would much rather be in their country. I mean, we can stop the wars and stop the refugees just by stopping the aggression that was based on regime change, but we don't do that. But he goes on to say, a group of Europe's intellectual and political leaders want to create a mixed society that would completely change our continent's cultural and ethnic identity and its Christian nature within just a few generations. It won't be a few generations. It's going to be much sooner than that. It's already happening. The foundations of our society are being swept away by Antifa, by the left, and many conservatives don't even see it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Friday the 13th, but I'm feeling kind of lucky because we've had President Trump step up, take some bold moves that were being promoted by Rand Paul, by Dr. Jerome Corsi. We have a shutdown of the socialist theft that was funding Obamacare from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They said this is being done unlawfully. The government, Congress never voted for this. That had been agreed to by a judge, but the Obama administration appealed it in court. It looks like they're now going to shut that down. Meanwhile, opening up freedom of choice. How about that? The so-called pro-choice Democrats don't want you to have any choice about your health insurance. They want to tell you that even if you are a single male, you have to have maternity coverage. So this is the kind of crony capitalism, the kind of socialism, the mandates, the taxes, the theft that Obamacare, the so-called affordable health care, is based on. And, of course, we all know that that's a fraud. So it's good news to see that being taken apart. President Trump is going to do it, and he tried to get the Congress or Republicans to do something about it. They absolutely failed, but he's taking lead on it. Let's take a look at some of the other news that's coming out. We have Californians, and, of course, I've interviewed several times people from the California secession movement. They say that they think that their case for secession from the U.S. would be easier than Catalonia's from Spain. This is reported by the Sacramento Bee. They say the California Freedom Coalition, the campaign that's taken the lead in the effort to break California off from the United States, sees similarities with Catalonia's secessionist movement. But there is an important caveat. They believe that California has more legal routes at its disposal that would create an easier path to secession. There are definitely similarities in the fiscal situation. We both give more than we get back. And, of course, that is also true of Texas, as we've pointed out. I remember when Boris Johnson gave 8 reasons for Brexit before the election. And I went through each one of his 8 reasons and did a video on it and said, look at this, that Texas has exactly the same reason to leave and declare independence. And in each case, it was orders of magnitude worse in terms of regulation, in terms of the net loss of money and so forth, in every one of those cases. And, of course, people in California are saying that they are collecting signatures to get a ballot initiative in front of voters in 2018. It is not about secession per se. What they're trying to do in this first ballot initiative is to repeal a provision in the state constitution that says that California is an inseparable part of the United States. So they would lay the groundwork there for subsequent referenda. It also directs the governor to negotiate for greater autonomy from the federal government and establishes an advisory commission on California autonomy and independence. Well, actually, we do have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. We just don't have anybody with the backbone to stand up for it in most of the states. They have allowed this to be put on everyone. And if we really did have an enforced Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and we did have nullification at the state level, we wouldn't need to have secession. But if they're going to shut that down, you're going to find the forces that are moving through Europe, the forces that are moving against globalism towards nationalism, those are going to continue to devolve because people want to have control over their lives. That was what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment were about. They were worried that there would be usurpation of power, and there has been in spades by the government over the last couple of centuries. And if they do not allow us to operate under the terms of the Constitution, if they're going to continue to stay with those usurpations of power, they will see secessionist movements in the United States, California, Texas, and others, I believe. So we also have some news here from penguins in Antarctica. They're sending us a message about climate change. And this is coming from Yahoo. Thousands of penguin chicks are starving in Antarctica. You can find this linked on the Drudge Report as well. Mass starvation has wiped out thousands of penguin chicks in Antarctica because of thick sea ice. I'm going to talk about the polar bears, who we all know, you know, they show these pictures of the forlorn polar bears. I've done these with a polar bear standing on an ice floe waving goodbye. And he looks so sad. And yet they travel typically a 300-mile radius. They're not stuck on an ice floe. But the penguins have their chicks starving because they have to go so far because they can't get through the ice to find food and bring it back to the chicks. Working out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as we look at what happened in Las Vegas, the tragedy there, we understand even as we're trying to do investigation, trying to look at the tangled webs of lies and improbable stories and cover-ups that are going on there. It's important to look at that. But it's also important to understand that there is another attack that has been going on in the wake of that. Ever since that happened, there has been an attack on the Second Amendment. Joining us right now is Larry Pratt. He's Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Gun Owners of America has been working well over 30 years to protect gun rights. And so I wanted to talk to Larry about the current legislative agendas that are surfacing now. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, we've got polls coming out of NPR and the New York Times saying the majorities of both parties favor increased gun restrictions. 80% say that they want to track all gun sales. 91% of Democrats and 76% of independents, 70% of Republicans say they want to ban assault-style weapons, whatever that is. And so that is a malleable term. We have seen that always coming up to say an assault weapon. They don't even really understand the difference between semi-automatic and fully automatic. And even as we've got the president of the Czech Republic saying, we need a Second Amendment here to protect ourselves from attacks by Islamic jihadists and other issues. Then we have in America, we've got 88% of Democrats, 77% of Republicans, 82% of independents favor banning things like bump stocks. So what is going to happen with this legislation? Can we roll this back by educating people about their God-given right and the Second Amendment? Joining us now is Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Welcome, Larry.
David, thank you so much. I really appreciate the way you set up the whole issue that we're really going to have to deal with when something like this happens. And we have seen this movie before. The first time was, of course, after Virginia Tech in a major way. And the same cries that have no regard whatsoever for the Constitution and the assumption that the means that were used can be dealt with and that'll take care of keeping that problem from ever occurring again, forgetting all about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, when you think about it, is designed to keep the federal government at bay. And yes, if the federal government can tell us, I'm not a particular fan of the bump stock, but if the federal government is to be restrained by the Second Amendment in the hands of we the people, can tell us, well, but you can't use this and you can't use that, and these are all improper ways of controlling us, huh? I don't think that makes any sense. So I think we need to get this thing straight from the beginning, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do with our members who get our email and are sending our messages up to Capitol Hill saying, you're going in the wrong direction. This is not permissible. And hopefully they're going to remember what happened in Alabama not very long ago. There, the judge that they dumped on all kinds of money, they outspent him, I think it might have been 30 to 1. And Judge Roy Moore is almost certain to come to the United States Senate. He's leading in his race right now against a very liberal Democrat. And the establishment just doesn't want to get it. They are acting as if they still are at a time when the media control the whole narrative, and then we would end up talking about bump stocks and other kinds of accessories for a firearm. As it turns out, the bump stock may well have kept some people from being killed because it caused the gun to overheat, because it caused the semi-automatic gun, which was still a semi-automatic gun, when it accelerated its rate of fire, it caused the gun to malfunction, and many of the dirtbags' guns apparently shut down. And
yes,
so,
you know, we've got this push towards it, and the NRA has taken the tact that they don't want the Congress legislating anything because they think they're going to do some broad legislation. But they're calling on the ATF to outlaw this, even though the ATF approved it three times under the Obama administration. And what do you think about this, Larry? Because the ATF has said, well, we don't have any authority to regulate anything outside of the firing mechanism. And we've seen individuals illustrate that you can get the same effect as you have with a bump stock by just tying a belt to the gun and shooting it from the hip, essentially. So what are they going to do? They're going to outlaw fingers next? Are they going to outlaw belt loops? I mean, there's a lot of different things here. So that's why Wayne LaPierre has said this is a slippery slope, because it was still not a fully automatic weapon. You still had to pull it each time. There's a lot of different things that you can do mechanically to do that. Interestingly enough, when they showed that bipod on the gun that was on the floor, the pictures that came out of that hotel room, that particular bipod will stop that kind of bouncing back and forth action. And they had some individuals, we played the tape where they shot from the shoulder and it worked as advertised. But then when they tried to use it with that particular bipod, it wouldn't work. So the question is, do we really want to have the ATF extend its jurisdiction over all types of devices and give that kind of power to a bureaucracy instead of our elected representatives?
Well, there shouldn't be a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Their existence violates the Second Amendment, which says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And every day they issue a regulation, and I think maybe they do most days, they're violating the Constitution. And so we shouldn't be turning to the ATF for clarification. That's just a big, big, fat mistake. We don't give the target of the control of the Second Amendment that is to be controlled by the Second Amendment. We don't let that target determine how they're going to be controlled. That's just not a good approach, and it represents kind of a surrender to the notion that, well, we've got all this government, and I guess we're just going to have to live with it. Well, that's not what our forefathers concluded when the British tried to convince us that we're going to have to live with all this government. We said, don't think so, and that's what got things started. So I hope the government realizes shortly that what happened in Alabama is fixing to happen in a number of other races. Happily, Steve Bannon, former presidential counselor, has been working in a number of states. He's given us a list of people that are running for the United States Senate that could take out some of these weak reeds, rhinos, call them, in the Senate. And hopefully we might end up getting a Republican Party that actually acts on the basis of what they say they believe, because they've been lying to us here at Ford.
Yes, yes, yes. They've been quizzlings on this issue, just as they have been on Obamacare. And now we're going to see as on tax reform. We're going to have some of these same individuals that have blocked Obamacare that would support taking yet more gun rights away by infringing on them. And you're absolutely right. Having something like the ATF, that's why I like Gun Owners of America, because you don't quibble over this. You understand that infringement is taking it gradually. They knew that there was never going to be a situation where they would come in and say, turn in your guns, Mr. and Mrs. America, in spite of what Dianne Feinstein would like to say, because people wouldn't do it. And they would get into a bloody war if they tried to take it. So they knew it would be a process of gradual infringement, death by a thousand cuts. That's what the ATF is capable of, and that's why it concerns me that the NRA would be begging them to do more of this. Please, you do this so we don't have something that is even bigger. You should fight, you know, have the guts to fight to stop the bigger bills. And I think it's going to be easier to defeat the bigger bills than it will be to defeat the gradual infringements that the NRA is starting to invite.
And I'd like to underscore the point that you were making. Nancy Pelosi said, well, yes, I hope this is a slippery slope. I hope we can keep on going. There are so many more things we want to accomplish.
Oh, yes. And they have a long, long shopping list. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking to Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're talking to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And as Larry correctly pointed out, the ATF exists in defiance of the Second Amendment. Everything they do is about infringing the rights of gun owners. And the NRA is begging them to do it again. They say, we don't want to have a legislative fight. We don't want to fight over the big, broad gun control measures. We want you to do it by a process of gradual infringement. We want the bureaucracy, not our elected representatives, to do this. And there's multiple problems with that. That's why I wanted to have Larry Pratt on with Gun Owners of America. And you can find them at gunowners.org. We're going to get back and talk to Larry about what is in the sights of the gun control people in Washington. In just one moment, real quickly, I'll remind you of the specials that we have here at InfoWars. This is what funds this program. And what funds everything that we do here at InfoWars, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support. We have some great products on some deep discounts. Very important supplements when you talk about iodine, vitamin B12, selenium. Those are very important supplements for your health. And if you don't have those in the proper levels, you are going to get diseases based on a deficiency of those. We have all three of those at 40% off. We have Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formulation, 40% off. Same effect you're going to get from a vitamin B12 injection, but you can take it orally. Great tasting. You just put it under your tongue, leave it there for 15 seconds, get the same effect. That's 40% off for our Secret 12. Also, our nascent iodine, Survival Shield X2, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And BioTrue Selenium, 40% off at InfoWars.com. And you can get 50% off with AutoShip. And when you check out, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. It's our favorite thing here with the O Dark Early crew. We come in here, we get a cup of coffee. It's great tasting coffee. You can get it in two different blends, Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. Just enter at checkout the code WAKEUP to get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off of the Wake Up America coffee. Larry, you know, when we look at the list of different things that are being proposed on Capitol Hill. Breitbart had an article. They had nine different things. They've got everything from a ban on bump stocks to a ban on trigger cranks, a ban on semi-autos, implementation of a universal background check. That's always there. Ban on assault weapons, whatever that means. They can. That's a very malleable term that they can do. A ban on high-capacity magazines, opposition to concealed carry, because there was a bill that was going through Congress earlier about reciprocity for people that had been vetted in certain states. They go into other states, like, for instance, New Jersey, and you are lawfully and responsibly carrying, and then they lock you up in jail because they have a different set of rules. So they want to have national reciprocity. So that is on the blocks there as well. And then going all the way to an Australian-style gun confiscation. So they have 9 different bills that have already been introduced. After every shooting, the Second Amendment is a target-rich environment, isn't it?
It very much is a target-rich environment because there's always a strong push from the government class, I guess we could call them the elite, whatever suits your fancy. But there's always a desire to control. And what we, I think, should begin the debate with is going on offense. This tragedy occurred where 98% of other mass shootings have occurred. In a gun-free zone. Those should be illegal unless arguably we have magnetometers and a security system that's as expensive and invasive as an airport. And I'm not in favor of that. I'm just saying that that's really the only plausible alternative. Plausible, but highly invasive and highly expensive. So the best solution is to make it so that the average person is going to be able to defend himself. That is something that is never on the table. In fact, you've already mentioned that the national recognition bill that would require states to recognize a concealed carry permit from another state, that is being indefinitely deferred. Actually, for practical matters, Speaker Ryan had already done that. He doesn't like it. Ryan is a big government Republican.
I was very angry about the fact that they don't even have it on the list here. They've already been able to shut down the Hearing Protection Act, which would allow people to protect their hearing with suppressors, and yet Paul Ryan gave Hillary Clinton her very first legislative victory immediately when she put out that false nonsense that, oh, they wouldn't have even have heard it. You know, as well as I do, that you put a suppressor on a firearm, it doesn't make it silent like it is in the movies.
Exactly. And if I had been using a suppressor at the time when I fired a firearm without one, I may not have had the ringing in this ear right now. So it's no joke that those really can help and make a difference. And they have nothing to do with facilitating crime. All they do is make the gun less concealable, for goodness sakes.
That's right. So, and they melt down as well. You know, they talk about this. That might be the best counter to having sustained fire, because we showed videos of them and they turned and they look like the tip of a cigarette and then just fell down like the ashes on the tip of a cigarette. They're absolutely ineffective for something like that.
But so we've got people like Nancy Pelosi who know nothing about firearms, but know that they don't like them in the hands of peasants like us. And that's really that elitist notion that we really can't have people like that running around with guns, you know?
Here's the other thing, too, Larry. The fact that these are the people who are all behind the Black Lives Matter movement that tells us that cops are absolutely evil. We cannot trust the cops. And yet they want only the guns, only the cops that have guns. That's what these people are doing. And quite frankly, we understand, even though that may sound intellectually inconsistent, they want to start a race war, and they want to make sure that we're not armed.
That's exactly what liberals are, is intellectually inconsistent. As one of my favorite talk show hosts says, Chris Plant, here in Washington, D.C., without double standards, the liberals wouldn't have any standards at all.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Here we are, and we bump into it at least once a day where we see a big example of this kind of double-minded thinking on their part. And the last thing in the world they want to deal with is the reality that the only way you effectively deal with crime is to make it so that the potential victim is able to defend himself or herself at the moment of the assault. Otherwise, 9/11 is okay for body bags, if that's okay with you. Yeah. But I think most Americans not really in favor of that kind of a solution, if that's a solution.
And of course, Sheriff David Clark has done PSAs explaining that very thing, saying we will do everything we can to protect you, but we can't be there all the time. And in Las Vegas, as they were going around, they believed that there were multiple shooters on the ground. They were telling people to take cover. I reported how Kaya Jones and one of the people there with Big and Rich was shut that down. And there was a police officer who, because of all the scanners and everything in TSA, he was on his honeymoon, he didn't take a firearm with him, and he asked them, they turned over their gun. It's that kind of partnership between responsible gun owners and the police that they don't want to see happen, and they don't want us to be able to protect ourselves. Thank you so much for joining us, Larry Pratt. You can find him at gunowners.org. They do not compromise on your gun rights that come from God that are protected by the Second Amendment. I really like Gun Owners of America. Thank you, Larry.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Well, we got Greenpeace activists who have broken into a French nuclear power plant and set off fireworks. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. You know, they got a long shopping list of things that they want to prohibit in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting. All these things were just lined up and left there, many of them not used by the shooter, of course. He had this massive arsenal. That's one of the very suspicious things about it, as one of the Las Vegas Police Department officers said, that looked like a gun store. And as I said, it looked like a shopping list for gun prohibition. A lot of these devices, like that bump stock and the bipod that were shown together on one rifle, they are incompatible. The bipod stopped the bump stock from working, but nevertheless, that's not going to stop them from trying to prohibit the gun, the bump stock, all of these different issues. And then they found, you know, of course, Tannerite in his trunk, along with a lot of ammunition. They said, oh, I think he was trying to blow up a nearby tank, a fuel tank that was nearby. Well, this was something that was planned, obviously, for a very long time, and he didn't do anything to put that Tannerite anywhere where he could get to it. Nevertheless, they're going to try to ban that as well. And when I talked about that, I said, you know, you want to talk about Tannerite. It is something that people use when they're practicing. It has two different components. It is not volatile. It's not explosive until you combine those two components. And even then you have to do something like hit it with a gun. It is not like nitroglycerin. It is not a volatile explosive even after you put the two pieces together. Nevertheless, they're going to try to ban anything that has to do with firearms. So I said, you know, what about fireworks? You know, we have 11,000 people last year get injured with fireworks. We had four people get killed with fireworks. And here we've got Greenpeace activists breaking into a French nuclear power plant and setting off fireworks. But nobody's really worried about that. Okay, we can ban Tannerite because they thought that he might have planned to use it, even though he didn't do anything about that. And it's kind of interesting, too, as we talk about Vegas. Pull up that clip from Facebook. This is circulating around. One person said, I was typing a comment on one of my friend's posts about the Las Vegas massacre, and while I was typing, I get this pop-up box telling me that I should check with Snopes. After clicking enter on my comment, that same blue box appeared under the post with another link to an article on Snopes about Las Vegas. It is laughable to call Snopes an independent fact-checking site. That's what they put on there. That's the way they're trying to shut down discussion. They're trying to shut down discussion by putting out their own narrative, and we've talked so many times about all the holes in their narrative, but they're going to continue to do that. We've had the FBI confiscate cell phones from people who were witnesses there and then return them later with everything from that day wiped, so that people can't put together audio files. But there's a lot of them out there. People are comparing their audio files together, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. Meanwhile, we have some even more ridiculous Russian red herring news that is coming out. Now we're learning from multiple sites today that Pokemon Go was an attempt to meddle in the U.S. election. They're saying under the banner of Don't Shoot Us, a collective that seems to share the aims of Black Lives Matter, but which is now believed to be run by Russians. The game was created to inspire online participants. Users could visit sites where police brutality had been recorded, and they were encouraged to give their Pokemon characters the names of real-life victims, such as Eric Garner, who died on Staten Island. And as RT reports it, they say that according to, and this is a comment from the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, they say, according to CNN Logic, African Americans shape their public stance by playing Pokemon Go. That is how feebly the TV channel explains, that would be CNN, the emergence of racial problems in modern USA. Russians are to blame, and the Pokemons that are controlled by Russians. But when you look at that, I have to wonder, you know, maybe Pokemon... there was an attempt to use Pokemon to meddle in the election. Here's what Hillary did. Remember, it became a viral meme when she said, you need to Pokemon go out and get involved in voting. Here's a clip from Hillary.
So what we want is for more young people to be supported and mentored in getting those skills at community colleges, at apprenticeships run by labor unions and businesses.
Yay.
Because we're going to have a lot of jobs, jobs from building infrastructure to coding, creating new apps.
Yeah, she's going to create a lot of federal jobs working for her.
Go. But I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon go to the polls. And that became a viral meme out there. So, even, you know, when they're looking at this and they're saying, let's put Pokemon Go characters at places where there were controversial sites that Black Lives Matter is involved in. Maybe that was not something that the Russians were doing to help Trump, if the Russians were even involved. Maybe it was the Democrats who were doing that. Hillary was certainly aware of Pokemon Go. She was using it to try to show how trendy she was with the millennials. She had that big poster. She was traveling around the country that showed her staring at her phone. Maybe she was reading those emails that she had put on her phone, all those classified emails that she had. Meanwhile, Bill and Hillary are not speaking to each other for months, they say. This is a report coming out from Ed Klein. He says Bill and Hillary are not speaking to each other after a blazing argument over her election book. The former president threw her manuscript in the trash, where it belongs, after Hillary ignored his advice not to publish it. According to Ed Klein, Bill had red-penned the book in an attempt to approve it. A friend allegedly told Klein, but Hillary flew into a rage and refused to read it. Bill said that the book made her look bewildered, angry, and confused. Well, she's looked bewildered and confused for quite some time, especially if you see the picture of her when the balloons were dropping as she got nominated by the Democrats. So she's looking up and she's like, ooh, she looks very bewildered and confused. But then she got very angry and bitter because she lost the election. And what this report says, that Bill hated the title because calling it What Happened would only make people say, you lost. That's what happened. And that's what everybody did say. As Trump tweeted out, he said, what happened? I happened to you. Bill urged Hillary to postpone the publication date and rewrite the book, but she yelled at him and said, the book is finished. That's how it's going to be published. And evidently, he threw it in the trash. During the tour, she blamed women. She blamed Russians. She blamed former FBI Director James Comey and a host of other reasons for her shocking loss to Donald Trump. And, of course, she blamed Alex Jones and InfoWars at least three times in the book. We've talked about the many times that she blamed Alex Jones. Meanwhile, if you are, we talk about all the time about wake up, take the red pill, right? There's a report from CNN where they're talking about a new red pill. This one's called Nudexta. And this is something that was created by the drug company to treat a disorder that's marked by sudden and uncontrollable laughing and crying. And that's not people who are reading Hillary's book. I mean, this is a mental disorder that is sometimes affiliated with dementia. So what this drug company has done is they have expanded this and said, well, because those symptoms can sometimes be affiliated with dementia, we think that everybody ought to be using our drug to treat any kind of dementia or Alzheimer's. So now they're handing out the red pill to all of these seniors in nursing homes. And I don't mean the proverbial red pill from Matrix. I mean Nudexta. And they found that in a Los Angeles nursing home last year, more than a quarter of the residents were put on it. In 2015, also in Southern California, an employee admitted to inspectors that a resident had been given a diagnosis of this very, very rare condition to justify the use of this. And they've got an Ohio doctor that is now under investigation because he's been prescribing the drug so heavily and falsely diagnosing people with this. That's how Big Pharma works, folks. They get the doctors out there pushing the red pill on you.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body.
Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Unilateral action. It was the GOP establishment that has blocked Obamacare reform in every way possible. He's now taken unilateral action to move that forward. He's given us choice and competition across state lines, and he has now also shut down the illegal theft that funds the Obamacare subsidies. A 1-2 punch. Free markets and shutting down the socialism and the mandates that are there. Now he is talking to the Value Voters Forum, and this is something that is hosted by the Family Research Council, social conservatives who were labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and then they were subsequently attacked by an individual. Fortunately, nobody died in that attack, but that's they were labeled a hate group along with the KKK simply because the Family Research Council supported traditional marriage. President Trump is speaking to them right now. We're going to go to that report live. He's talking about tax reform, among other issues. Here's President Trump.
To all of our hardworking families, we hope Congress will pass massive tax cuts for the American people. That includes increasing the child tax credit and expanding it to eliminate the marriage penalty. Because we know that the American family is the true bedrock of American life. So true. This is such an exciting event because we are really working very hard, and hopefully Congress will come through. You saw what we did yesterday with respect to health care. It's step by step by step. And that was a very big step yesterday. Another big step was taken the day before yesterday. And one by one, it's going to come down, and we're going to have great health care in our country. We are going to have great health care in our country. We're taking a little different route than we had hoped, because getting Congress, they forgot what their pledges were. So we're going a little different route. But you know what? In the end, it's going to be just as effective, and maybe it'll even be better. For too long, politicians have tried to centralize the authority among the hands of a small few in our nation's capital. Bureaucrats think they can run your lives, overrule your values, meddle in your faith, and tell you how to live, what to say, and how to pray. But we know that parents, not bureaucrats, know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society.
Getting a standing ovation there from the people in the audience on that line, a great line too.
That faith and prayer, not federal regulation, and by the way, we are cutting regulations at a clip that nobody has ever seen before.
Yes.
Nobody.
It's not just Obamacare. It's Obama's clean power plan is what he called it.
9 months, we have cut more regulation than any president has cut during their term in office. So we are doing a job.
That's
true. That is one of the major reasons, in addition to the enthusiasm for manufacturing and business and jobs, and the jobs are coming back, that's one of the major reasons, regulation, what we've done, that the stock market has just hit an all-time historic high.
And built into that,
just
is the
on the public markets,
reform.
We've made since Election Day $5.2 trillion in value. Think of that, $5.2 trillion.
Wow.
And as you've seen, the level of enthusiasm is the highest it's ever been, and we have a 17-year low in unemployment. So we're doing really some work. We know that it's the family and the church, not government officials, that know best how to create strong and loving communities. And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
That's right. Under Obama, they thought that God, that government was God. Standing ovation.
Inspired,
this is the Family Research Council.
We are returning moral clarity to our view of the world and the many grave challenges we face. This afternoon, in a little while, I'll be giving a speech on Iran, a terrorist nation like few others, and I think you're going to find it very interesting.
All right, so there you have it. He's going to make an announcement about Iran later today. Let's pop out of that speech, because I want to say something about what he was talking about there in terms of individuals, in terms of families making the choice. You know, we've seen a lot of stuff coming out of California in the last day or so. It began last Friday when we had Governor Brown sign the bill that was put forward by the Democrats saying that they were not going to criminalize somebody intentionally infecting other people with HIV and AIDS. And I think that's a perfect example of putting group rights over individual rights. You know, there's a story in the New York Times, an individual who was very well known in Broadway, a lyricist, a composer, Michael Friedman. And his death, as they pointed out, showed that AIDS is not under control. It is not a minor thing anymore. People are still dying from AIDS. And why wouldn't you make it criminal if somebody intentionally infected other people with AIDS? It's because the Democrats don't respect individual rights. They always talk about group rights. And again, they were saying, well, you know, HIV, having HIV is not a crime. Nobody ever said it was a crime. But spreading it intentionally would be. But they posture and saying that they're for gay rights, and yet they expose people with to HIV and AIDS because they have absolutely no regard for the individual. And one of the doctors and senators who supported that was Senator Pan, a guy who has consistently pushed mandated vaccines for people along with penalties for children, saying you're not going to choose which vaccines you're going to take. You're not going to choose the schedule or the timing of the vaccines that you take. We will tell you what to take and how to concentrate the vaccines, even though people are concerned about the health effects of that. Why? Because he's focused on herd immunity, and he doesn't care about individual rights. And let's just forget the science of it for a moment, the fact that if your vaccines worked, you wouldn't be worried about people who are unvaccinated. They would be the ones that would be concerned about getting the diseases, and if your vaccines were effective, it wouldn't make a difference. But when we look at all this stuff about Harvey Weinstein, again, the people like Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party who are constantly playing the identity politics of women's rights, and yet they have absolutely no concern for the individual women who are affected by this. I want to play that clip that we have of Jane Fonda talking about. This is clip number 3. She says she knew about Harvey Weinstein, and she's ashamed that she didn't say anything. Here's what Jane Fonda said.
I want to drag you to a rather unfortunate, in fact, horrendous story that's going on in Hollywood right now. And then we'll get back into the films, because you're talking about people falling in love and, you know, the legitimate sexual and intimate relations between people. So what has been your reaction to the allegations now by more and more Hollywood actresses against Harvey Weinstein?
I'm glad it's coming out. I'm so proud of those fellow actors that are speaking up, and I know that it's taken a long time. It's a very, very, very hard thing to do. You don't get anything out of it as the person who's been victimized, but it's important that it come out. But, you know, let's not think that this is some unique, horrific. This goes on all the time.
In Hollywood?
It's this male entitlement in Hollywood and everywhere, in offices and businesses all over the world.
It's men's fault. She knew about it, but she didn't do anything.
In restaurants, in stores, women are assaulted, abused, harassed, and seen for just being sexual objects there for a man's desire instead of as whole human beings.
Did that ever happen to you?
It has happened to me. It has. I only met Harvey.
There again, what is she doing? She's not blaming the individual, Harvey Weinstein. She's not taking any individual responsibility. Instead, she stokes this war between men and women, blaming men. Because it's all about the group for these people. Nobody takes any individual responsibility for anything. Nobody cares when the individuals get hurt. She didn't care. I'm David Knight. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all.
I only met Harvey when I was old. And Harvey goes for young, because that's more vulnerable, you know. But it's very, very common. Bill Cosby, you know, another example of Hollywood. But, you know, Dominique...
Strauss-Kahn?
Strauss-Kahn.
Of the IMF?
For example. He's not in Hollywood, but this, you know, this is not unique. This goes on at the most horrendous high levels.
What do you think Hollywood men should do right now, studio heads, leading actors, because it can't just be the women who have to be brave enough. Okay, we're listening to Jane Fonda. You just heard her make an amazing statement. She said, well, you know, Harvey never bothered me because he only goes for the young. And the question is, just how young? Because Harvey had written an op-ed piece years ago in 2009 for Roman Polanski saying, whatever his so-called crime, well, that so-called crime was raping young girls. He defended him, saying he's paid his dues. He needs to, you know, call off the dogs. Let him come back. Whatever his so-called crime, he was true to his art. So that excuses everything. So we're going to see more stuff unraveling as we go along from Harvey Weinstein. But, of course, the admission by Jane Fonda that, you know, he only goes for young girls, and then also to say, well, you know, we saw the same thing with Strauss-Kahn, you know, the people who were in power. That's the issue. I said that yesterday. I said that is why we're focusing on this. It's not simply because it's show business and we control celebrities. It's because it illustrates the corruption of power. And that is true in politics, especially. It's also true in any kind of power like that, especially in Hollywood. That's why these people in Hollywood are so attracted to politics. That's why Harvey Weinstein was so attracted to, well, I wouldn't say attracted to Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't even say he was in bed with her politically, but he was, okay? He was joined at the hip with the Democrat Party. He was as big a mover in Democrat political circles as he was in Hollywood, because it's about the power and the corruption that comes with power, the entitlement to do whatever you want to anyone. And when she said,
She was ashamed that she didn't say anything. You noticed as we played it in the previous segment, she was saying, yeah, this happens all the time. It's just men. Men are just pigs. You know, it's men. It's men. She collectivizes it because she doesn't want to take any individual blame. She doesn't want to blame Harvey Weinstein. She wants to blame all men. All men are the problem. And that's the way they take away your rights as well. They play this group identity politics. And they even do it with the Second Amendment, for example. They like to collectivize your rights. So they talk about women's rights, but they don't protect people from Harvey Weinstein as much as Hillary Clinton and Jane Fonda, those people talk about. They don't protect anybody from the predators like Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein. They don't do it. They don't care about individual women. There's only this abstraction about women as a group. And the same thing happens with the Bill of Rights. You know, the Bill of Rights are all about individual rights, with the exception of the 10th Amendment, which says, oh, and by the way, if we didn't mention it specifically, the federal government doesn't have it. Those rights are still retained by the people and by the individual states. Okay. But it still has the people in there. But all of those are about individual rights, and they love to try to collectivize them, because if they collectivize them, then you don't have them anymore. A good example of that's the Second Amendment. They say there is no individual right to keep and bear arms. That's something that belongs to the National Guard. And so when you collectivize a right for a nebulous group, then you don't have that right anymore. Rights only belong to individuals. And that's true whether you're talking about, I'm a champion of the gay community, but I'm not going to do anything to stop people from intentionally spreading HIV and AIDS. So they don't care about the individuals. They don't care about people like Michael Friedman, who just died from it. They don't protect the individual. There is no such thing as group rights. And when you pretend they are and you ignore individual rights, that's the tactic that the Democrats always take. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Yeah, Jane Fonda can really get me going. We played the last couple of segments, her comments in an interview, where she said, yeah, I knew about Harvey Weinstein. I'm ashamed that I didn't say anything, because, as I pointed out, she doesn't care about individual women being hurt. She can go on and on and on about women's rights, quote-unquote, just like Hillary Clinton, but they won't do anything to stop the predators in their midst. Instead, they will blame all men, as you heard Jane Fonda do. It's the fault of all men. It's not the fault of Harvey Weinstein. It's not the fault of Bill Clinton. Don't hold them individually responsible. And they want to tell you, consistently tell you, that groups have special protections, groups have special rights, and they do that so they can take away your individual rights. But, you know, there's something else I wonder if she is ashamed of. She says she's ashamed she didn't speak out for Harvey Weinstein. She should be. Is she ashamed for what she did say about the POWs in Vietnam? When these guys were trying to send messages back home and she turned them in to their captors, the North Vietnamese captors that had them as prisoners of war. She was very excited about doing that. Now, that's Jane Fonda. And why do we pay tickets to watch these people? why do we let them sell this filth to us? Because I guess, you know, in defense of Harvey Weinstein, let's just say this. Harvey Weinstein lived out the movies that he made, didn't he? Had a list of titles of films that Harvey Weinstein had done. And I said, you know, when you look at the Weinstein scandal, which of these titles, and there were so many that were along the lines of Sex, Lies, and Videotape, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, Inglorious Bastard, that was the number two. Actually, Sex, Lies, and Videotape was number one. And then things like Full Frontal. You know, they do this all the time. The irresponsible use of sex, the irresponsible use of firearms. And then they use that to control us. And he does this in his movies. He knows it's very popular. He knows that the American people love to see this stuff. So I guess he is, in a sense, kind of surprised that people, once they see him actually doing it in real life, people are disgusted by it. Why aren't we disgusted by it in the movies? That's what makes the movies popular, isn't it? And as Hillary Clinton goes out, and she took a lot of criticism, she was very, very slow to come out and criticize him. Finally, she did come out and criticize him. Then she didn't say that she was going to give the money back for a while. And then she went on an interview, and she said that, well, she's going to donate it to charity, as she always does. And here's Fox and Friends and Judge Napolitano reacting to what Hillary Clinton said about giving her money to charity.
Money to you directly and indirectly. Mm-hmm. Would you give the money back?
Well, there's no one to give it back to. What other people are saying, what my former colleagues are saying, is they're going to donate it to charity. And of course I will do that. I give 10% of my income to charity every year. This will be part of that. There's no doubt about it.
Is that accurate? There's nobody to give the money back to?
Well, that is not accurate. I don't know exactly which cash she's talking about. If she's talking about cash he bundled, you know, where he had a party and people came to the party and he each gave the max and he handed the checks to her, there's a paper trail of all of that. If he gave money to the Democratic National Committee or a PAC where the amount is, there's no cap on it, there's a paper trail on that. So there certainly is a person or an entity to which the money can be given back. What is she going to do with that money? Donate it to the Clinton Foundation?
Right. Well, Clinton Foundation got money from him too.
Yes. Now, what are they going to do with it?
But it does snowball because she's saying, I think he gave upwards of $1 million to the Democratic Party or to her campaign. But he probably was involved in all the celebrity dinners. You know, those $25,000 plate dinners where the celebrities said that they were going to show up. He was probably behind all of that, too. So would she give that money back?
I don't know. Who knows what she's going to do? She really is caught a little flat-footed in this. And we don't know what he's going to do. Now, look, when I went to bed last night, we thought he was in Europe, which is why I wrote those notes about extradition. Now it appears he's here.
Right.
He hasn't been indicted.
Yeah, and we were talking about that when I interviewed Lionel. We're talking about his defense again of Roman Polanski and the fact that he said, well, I'm going to Europe for rehab. And that was widely reported, as Judge Napolitano said, hey, when I went to bed last night, I thought he was going to Europe. Everybody believed he was going there. And Lionel, former prosecutor, said he's probably going there so he doesn't get extradited. And they said they quickly put out the FBI was investigating him to try to keep him from doing a Polanski. So he's turned around. He's going to, quote unquote, rehab in Arizona for his sexual addiction. One of the actresses said he's not addicted. He's simply a predator. He doesn't care about anybody, and neither does Hillary Clinton. You know, she wants to say that she's giving 10% of the money to charity, that she does that all the time. The Clinton Foundation stole money from Haitian earthquake victims. They give even 10% of it to the earthquake victims. They kept virtually all of that money. I think they kept all of it. I don't think they gave any of it to them. But she didn't even give 10% to them out of the Clinton Foundation. So Judge Napolitano was exactly right. He said there's money associated with all these things. But, of course, what clouds the issue here for Hillary is that, you know, Harvey wasn't just direct donations from Harvey Weinstein. He had all these parties, and he would bring people in, and they would give money to Hillary Clinton because they felt pressured by Harvey Weinstein to do so. I mean, he even pressured people to wear clothes from his wife's collection. I mean, that's got to be one of the most humiliating things ever, right? That could end your career right there, to be forced to wear clothes that his wife had designed and sold. But, you know, he had the way to pressure people to do anything, whether it was illicit sex or wearing his wife's clothes or contributing to Hillary Clinton. That's the whole point.
The whole reason that this is a big issue is not because it's simply a predacious predator who is a pervert out of Hollywood. Yeah, there's a lot of those people around. They're a dime a dozen. I mean, who knew that there was such a thing called a casting couch, right? That's been around forever. But the difference is that Harvey Weinstein was also heavily connected in politics. And that's what we're seeing from many of these people, interestingly enough. People like Matt Damian, who shut down previous efforts to expose what Harvey Weinstein was doing. They're very heavily connected in politics as well. Have a great deal of hypocrisy as well. Matt Damian loves to jet all over the world lecturing us about using fossil fuels. Yeah, Matt Damon. I suppose I say Damian. I'm just kind of the devil. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking Omen series. That's kind of the way that I view this guy. But you know, Damon loves to go around and lecture people on all this stuff. And he loves to throw his influence and power around in the political theater, not just in Hollywood. That's why this is such a big issue. And maybe it's why he has decided that he doesn't need to flee to Europe, that he can just stay in Arizona. Perhaps he knows that he still has a lot of friends in very high places who will cover for him. People like those at NBC or the New York Times who have shut down articles and investigation about Harvey Weinstein. But that's the issue, folks. It's about the corruption of power, and it's about how these people try to misdirect everything from individual rights into a group right format so they can take everything that you've got. All right, we're going to talk about North Korea when we come back. There's not enough time to talk about it. Some interesting developments there. President Trump said as he was speaking to the Value Voters Summit, and that is something that's put on by the Family Research Council, he was giving us exactly the opposite perspective, talking about individual rights, talking about the importance of families and individuals over government, telling us what we can and cannot do. And again, we had a very important move that was done unilaterally by President Trump, undoing the unilateral, unconstitutional, unlawful actions done by President Obama and inflicting us with this thing we call affordable health care. Or Obamacare. He's made some very important moves on that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about North Korea. Real quickly, in just a couple of seconds here, there's an interesting rivalry going on in the Supreme Court between Ginsburg, who is pushing for the idea that the Supreme Court writes the law, and President Trump's first Supreme Court appointment, Neil Gorsuch. Neil Gorsuch said in one of these discussions, he said, maybe we can, for just a second, talk about an arcane matter, the Constitution. That's exactly what we have seen. A lot of good news in that has come out of the Trump administration. He may not have a good cabinet, but he has a good Supreme Court appointment, I think.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Take a look at North Korea now. I want to give you a couple of things about tax reform, because President Trump was there talking to the Value Voters Summit, which is run by Family Research Council there in Washington. He was talking about the family, he was talking about individual rights, and he was, I'm sure, going to say something about tax reform. That was a big part of what he was talking about, was tax reform. I'm sure he was going to say something about the Johnson Amendment. We have Democrats have now started organizing to stop the overturn of the Johnson Amendment. They say 100 Democrat lawmakers have urged Congress to maintain the Johnson Amendment. What is that? Well, that is kind of the rope-a-dope that the IRS did, the federal government did. They said, we're going to allow you to deduct contributions to churches. The churches can file as 501c3 nonprofits, and then you can deduct the money that you can contribute to them. But then they put strings to it. That's the way they always do it. They always do this rope-a-dope. Okay, here's a gift, a little Trojan horse. And then a year or two later, the soldiers come pouring out of it, and they do their dirty work. So what they have done in the long term is to say that we're going to give you this little benefit here, but the strings attached to that mean that as a pastor, you can't say anything about politics. You don't have the freedom of speech to talk about politics. And of course, the First Amendment combined both religious freedom and political free speech. But then they say, well, we're going to give you this little benefit over here. And if you take the benefit, then you can't have free speech. And President Trump said previously, when he said he's going to get rid of the Johnson Amendment, he said, under my administration, free speech does not end at the steps of a cathedral or a synagogue or any other house of worship. So these are battle lines that are being drawn, and I'm sure as he's there talking to the Value Voters Summit, he's going to have something to say about the Johnson Amendment. And certainly the Democrats are going to push back against that because they do not want pastors to stand up and talk about politics. If they did, we really would have a revolution in this country. It was the Black Regiment. It was pastors who were talking to people in 1776 that really got that going. And that was one of the things we always say, well, you know, it was about taxes. It was about a tax on tea and so forth. That was only a 3% tax. They understood in those days where things were going. They understood that they had to stand for a principle. They didn't look at it and say, well, that's okay. It's not really that bad. It's only 3%. We can handle it. Like we say today about our basic fundamental rights. Well, they're only putting restrictions on that type of gun. So, all right, we'll go with that. And we'll just be happy that they didn't go even further. No, they understood the principles involved. They understood things like slippery slopes that Nancy Pelosi says she hopes that we're on in terms of gun control. And they stood for those basic principles. And they also understood, because America was founded because, largely because of religious persecution. Many of the people who came here had undergone a great deal of religious persecution. Things like fully informed juries, things like habeas corpus, those are born out of religious persecution, the trial of William Penn. And so the pastors were going to be very outspoken in terms of the British government starting to exercise its power in America. And they were. They pretty much left them alone to govern themselves, but then they were getting very active and saying, well, we're going to enact taxes on you. We're going to do other types of regulations. As a, wait a minute, the next thing that's going to happen is we're going to have the same kind of religious restrictions that we fled in Europe. So we've got to get out of this thing. The Democrats do not want to have pastors standing up and talking about the direction that our country is going culturally, politically. They want them to be silent so they can continue to tear down the foundations just as they are tearing down the physical monuments everywhere. From Civil War generals on both sides of the Civil War all the way back to Christopher Columbus. And as I said yesterday, the back and forth criticism that has gone on about President Trump should just shut up. He's trying to shut down people's free speech and he's suppressing their freedom of speech. No, he isn't. He's simply pointing out to the owners that, hey, if you want to have a business, you need to do something about this. It's within our rights to have boycotts of people. It's within his rights to use his office as a bully pulpit to lead people, to get them to understand that what is happening in the NFL is a movement by Black Lives Matter, that the NFL has embraced a movement that attacks the symbols and the foundations and the culture and the rule of law of America by going after the symbols. I mean, statues in and of themselves are not important. Flags in and of themselves are not important, or national anthems. It's what they represent. And what they're trying to do is sell a narrative that if they can, in some way or shape or form, tie you to slavery, then they can destroy that foundation. As I've pointed out before, every culture, including the indigenous people's culture, has had slavery. They've all had war. They've had all of these things. But it's only evil when European culture does it, because the anti-fascists, the anti-fa, want to try to tear down our culture. And of course, when we look at tax reform, it looks like John McCain is going to do a Dr. Strange love on us there as well. He's going to go suicidal. He's going to try to burn down the economy, pull down the pillars of the temple with him as he goes down in flames, just like Bob Corker. These guys are term limited and in one way or the other. And out of spite, they're going to try to make Trump look bad, and one way to do that is to try to crash the economy and to thwart his legislative agenda, which will crash the economy. So that's where they're going. Real quickly, I want to give you some of the specials that we have going here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce, 50% off. We have 40% off on several key supplements like vitamin B12. That's our InfoWars Life Secret 12. That is a vitamin B12 formula. That's 40% off. Our BioTrue Selenium, we call it BioTrue because it is made from 100% organic mustard seeds. That is 40% off. And our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. All of those are 40% off, 50% off of Brain Force, and 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. You can get it in either a Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That code is WAKEUP. Let's take a look at North Korea. President Trump says later today he's going to have some news on Iran. I imagine he's going to pull out of the agreement or pull that back in some way or the other. But, of course, there's been a lot of talk about North Korea. There's a report that came out this week saying that North Korean hackers have stolen U.S. and South Korean war plans. Don't know if this is true or not. This is coming, however, from a South Korean lawmaker who is part of the ruling government. This is not somebody in opposition. He says the compromised documents include wartime contingency plans drawn up by the U.S. and South Korea. They also include reports to allies' senior commanders. The South Korean Defense Ministry has so far refused to comment about the allegation. Plans for the South's special forces were reportedly accessed, along with information on significant power plants and military facilities in South Korea. And the individual who put this out, Mr. Ri, belongs to South Korea's ruling party. He sits on the parliament's defense committee. He said some 235 gigabytes of military documents have been stolen from the Defense Integrated Data Center, 80% of them yet to be identified. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the fact that the Pentagon had put everything into a Google database. Every asset that they have militarily, they put into a Google database, and that's from planes and ships all the way down to individual soldiers. We talked about how foolhardy that is. It's absolutely, you know, that is something that is a real force equalizer, being able to get all that information all wrapped up in one nice, neat little package. Say, we'll be right back.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend.
The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Has socialism already replaced liberty? Is that the new American dream? Socialism? We have joining us now an author, Charles W. Sasser. And you can find him at charlessasser.com. He's written a book, Crushing the Collective. He says this may be the last chance to keep America free and self-governing. Mr. Sasser is a writer, a journalist. He is a veteran of both the U.S. Navy as a journalist and the U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret. Joining us now is Charles Sasser. Welcome, Mr. Sasser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Knight. Good morning.
And your book has just been published back in September. People can find it on WND Books. You had some interesting things to say about the cultural foundations of the U.S. and its institutions devolving along the lines of some kind of a futuristic apocalyptic novel. I think that's very true, and I think as we look at what's happened in the last couple of months, the movements to tear down the symbols that are the foundation of our cultural, historical, and legal foundations of our country, I think that's exactly what we're seeing.
Well, yeah, exactly. But what we have here, I know it's not politically correct to talk about communism, but you remember the old movies where the monster, just when you think you kill him, the next scene he rises up out of the fog, and there he is all over again?
That's right. And, of course, in those movies, the monster always goes in the old Universal horror movies, right, whether it's The Mummy or it's Frankenstein. They're going incredibly slow. And yet nobody seems to be able to escape him. And this seems to be rolling out at an incredibly slow speed, and yet we don't seem to be able to escape it. It's like this one-legged mummy coming at us very slowly, but we can't get away from it. It's just this creeping communism and Marxism that we see being foisted upon us.
Yeah, but unlike old movies, at the end, I'm afraid, the monster gets the girl.
Yeah.
And I can see it coming. You know what, last week was the centennial of the Russian Revolution.
That's right.
What I noticed about this, that the communists are still with us, you know, and they're pushing us toward it. This every time from socialized medicine to the corruption, to the moral corruption of this whole nation. But what I've noticed more than anything else about this is that within this year, already there's been a number of books published about the Russian Revolution, how great it was, Lenin as a strategic genius. New York Times is running a series called The Red Century about how great communism was under Stalin.
They just had a commemorative stamp in Denmark commemorating Che Guevara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look at our college campuses. Mm-hmm. One of the most favorite T-shirts with Che on the front of it.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, gosh. And, David, you know, you see this thing. I don't even hardly know where to start. It's so pervasive throughout. Look at the guy, the first or the second lieutenant who just graduated from West Point. You might have read about the guy.
That's right.
And, here he was. He's advocating for communism all the way through it. He's wearing a Che Guevara T-shirt under his uniform.
Yeah.
And yet they graduate him from that. I mean, he makes all kinds of statements against the U.S. and in favor of communism. But now he's a second lieutenant in our army. I mean, it's corrupting all.
And of course, the other thing that was key is the army investigated that. They found that his close advisor
on the faculty there, the guy that apparently was radicalizing him was a Muslim, what do they call it in the military? Chaplain. Muslim chaplain in the military. Mm-hmm. Before he became an advisor to these students at West Point. So they've infiltrated into what you would expect to be one of the most pro-American conservative institutions, and that would be West Point. They've infiltrated even there.
Oh, yes. I call them the pod people. Remember the old movie, The Body Snatchers?
That's right.
Pod people pretend to be real people. They take over the bodies.
Yes.
Well, that's
yes.
what we've had. That's what we've had in this country. We've had the pod people operating at least since 1913 with the 16th Amendment. They're operating to take over every one of our institutions and corrupt them toward socialism.
And yeah, take them over or to shut them down. Yeah, exactly.
And but there's so many things. Well, not Newt Gingrich said here a week or two ago, he said that once they have taken over an institution, there's no way to reclaim it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to be fatalistic about it, but it seems that he's true, because look at media, look at entertainment right now, particularly look how corrupt that is, and
yes.
we've corrupted every one of our institutions, from education to family. We've all but destroyed family with this whole thing about transgenders and the whole thing. We've corrupted the family.
Well, look at the Boy Scouts. Look at what's happened to the Boy Scouts. We had Rex Tillerson open it up to homosexual scouts, and he opened it up to homosexual scout leaders, and he opened it up to transgenders, and now they've opened it up to the Boy Scouts, up to girls. And so what we see here is the same type of gender confusion being pushed on young kids. But there's also something that is very troubling about this. There's a reason that they had different sexes. There was a reason that they would have scout leaders of the same sex. They're trying to minimize the opportunity for predation, like we see with Harvey Weinstein. And yet we're throwing that all away under the banner of political correctness, so we can virtue signal everybody that we're on with the current agenda. And it begins even with people like Rex Tillerson, who's now the Secretary of State. He was responsible for undermining that. But I think, Charles, as we're looking at this, one of my key concerns, you're talking about, we can't get it back. I think we can get it back. The only way we're going to get it back, though, is if we invest in our upcoming generations. It's education, I think, is where they're taking this away. And our children and our schools have been taken over by these people. It's a deliberate move by people like Bill Ayers, who stopped bombing buildings and started destroying the minds of our children by getting into education. And they're really laying the foundation of all this stuff. Don't you agree?
Oh, well, yes. But, the problem is, it's abysmal ignorance. It's astute ignorance that we're passing off as education. Look, I teach history at a junior college, part-time. And, it's gotten to the point that you cannot, even history with Columbus, don't say anything nice about Columbus, for example. Don't say anything about Robert E. Lee. Don't say anything, you have to go along with the curriculum and the politically correct curriculum.
And, well, one of the things that's in your press release about your book, and again, the book is Crushing the Collective, The Last Chance to Keep America Free and Self-Governing. One of the things that you mentioned in it, you say Alexis de Tocqueville once predicted a gradual degradation of the people and their descent into slavery of a once free people. And I've said multiple times, the basis for attacking everybody from Robert E. Lee to Abraham Lincoln to Christopher Columbus is slavery, linking that exclusively to Western civilization, when it's not exclusive to Western civilization. Every civilization, including indigenous people, they changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day in several locations, including here in Austin. But indigenous people had slavery, they had wars, they had all these things, but they want to pretend that this is something that is unique to Western civilization so they can destroy that. And yet nobody wants to talk about the slavery that's going on today, the slavery of people who have been captured and sold into sex slavery, or the slavery that we currently have in America to the state in so many different ways. They don't want you to see how you are currently a slave. They want you to just focus on past issues and the way that they cast those issues.
Well, what we're doing is remaking history. Like George Orwell, we're throwing history down the memory hole so that nobody yes. will remember it, how it was. And, you can look at every day. It just gets a little bit more, taking a knee with football players, taking a knee, preventing anybody from speaking on any of the college campuses unless it goes along the approved line. I mean, it just goes on and on, you know, Antifa. It just goes on and on. And I'm not talking about conspiracy here, David. What I'm talking about is the general movement that began began during World War II.
Exactly. Yeah, well, there, you know, conspiracy is technically something that is illegal. It is legal for them to have this, but they are using our institutions to change the children, as they've always pointed out. Get them at an early age, and you've got them for life. That's the way that they're doing this. We're going to be right back talking to Charles Sasser.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Charles Sasser. He's a historian. He's written a book talking about the decline of America, but also how we can push back, crushing the collective. And, of course, part of that is understanding where we are, how we got there. There's also some breaking news that's going to be covered in depth by Alex Jones. Jesus Campos, the guy who was a security guard at the Mandalay Bay Hotel who was shot, he was scheduled to be a guest on the Sean Hannity show last night. He was a no-show. He was also scheduled to be a guest on several other shows and interviews and was a no-show there as well. Apparently has gone missing, so that's a bit of a mystery. Alex Jones is going to be covering that in the Alex Jones Show, which will be coming up at the end of this segment. Before we get back to Mr. Sasser about his book, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce, 50% off. We have several key supplements, vitamin B12, iodine, that's nascent iodine, as well as selenium. All of those are 40% off. Our Secret 12, that's a liquid B12 formulation that you can take, have the same effect as if you were getting a vitamin B12 injection, but without the injection, you can just put that under your tongue, take it sublingually, and that is very effective. 40% off for that, 40% off Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, and 40% off our BioTrue Selenium. It is a 100% organic selenium, no synthetics, no fillers in that. And we have 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. We have two different blends, two different flavors of that. We have a Patriot blend as well as an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. That's WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Let's go back to Mr. Sasser. And, of course, Mr. Sasser, in looking at this, I've talked many times about historical cycles. Talked about the fourth turning, the work of Strauss and Howe, where they look at generational turnings. You talk in your book about the Scottish professor Alexander Tyler, and he has a cyclical history or theory of history as well. Tell us what his theory of history is.
Well, from his standpoint and from mine, I've looked at, you know, I'm a historian, and from his thing, every society has gone through this same cycle. There have been none. We go back to Persia, Mesopotamia, you know, Rome, of course, and Greece, and even the Soviet Union, and Germany. I mean, they've all gone through the same cycle. Start with bondage. You know, the freest people on earth were the early pastoral people. If you didn't like the way things going, you picked up your atlatl and your 10 wives and you left and you started anew. Well, you know, there's not hardly any place to go anymore because so much of the world is now, actually, it's becoming a world government. But he said you go from bondage to courage to spiritual faith to liberty to abundance. Does all this sound familiar so far?
Oh, yeah.
To complacency, to apathy, to dependency. We've got, 47% of our people now depend upon the government in one form, you know, feeding off the government trough. And once you're dependent, you're gone. The next step is bondage. And we have, I was an undercover journalist at Occupy Wall Street in New York. And these are people from the Ivy League colleges. Many of them were there. And they're running around big, the most ignorant bunch of people, petunias I've ever seen in my life. I mean, these people know nothing at all about the Constitution. They don't understand freedom. What they understand is free. Big placards, free transportation, free housing, free food, free everything. Free. Look, yes. Bernie Sanders preaching that almost became president of the United States. Probably could have.
And that's what socialism offers you. It offers you the lure of free stuff if you'll only give up your freedom. And the other thing that we've been given in this country is the fear that comes out of every one of these terrorist attacks. They always use that to scare you into giving up your liberty. They promise that they're going to make you safe and secure, that they're going to do that for you. And people in America are more than willing to make that trade, to give up their heritage for the promise of security, their heritage of freedom. Tell us how you think we fix this.
Well, I think, you know, I'm sorry, but Newt Gingrich again, he said you're not going to be able to fix it. There's got to be things. But I think there might be still a chance. And institutions, let's start with the institutions. One of the things we have to begin to be rebuild, to build our own, is look at Hillsdale. Hillsdale is the only college that does not accept federal money. And it teaches a real good education in history and economics. If the students come out, they know, they understand the Constitution, they understand freedom. But that's about the only one in the U.S. The rest of them have already been taken over. So we have to build others like that. And that's one thing. We've got to start our own institutions. We have to. And if possible, start trying to retake our institutions again. But, you know, they're all you have to do is just look down the line, religion, family, entertainment, education. They've all been consumed by the Marx and by Marcuse idea of this long march through the institutions. Speak out, David, like you're doing.
Well, you know, I think what we have to do is we have to instill a love of liberty and an understanding of what that is. Because I think if people have a passion for something, then they will achieve it. And, you know, you talk about a school that values its independence and its freedom more than it values a subsidy. And that is the key thing. And that is what is being taken away from us, because it's a gradual softening of our society by handing out gifts. You know, we see this. I was talking earlier about the tax reform issue and the Johnson Amendment, which prohibits pastors from getting involved in politics and the pulpit. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the way that began was by them first handing out subsidies in the way of tax deductions. If they would just file the paperwork and make themselves 501c3 corporations, then they could get this nice tax-deductible contribution situation, so it would make it easier for people to contribute to the church. You could say, hey, it's tax-deductible, so you can give more. We're a tax-free organization. But then along with that comes the strings, because they always rope-a-dope people into that. So it's kind of this making things easy for people and then getting them addicted to it. They kind of sell this dependency just like a crack dealer sells us his drugs. You get the nice feel-good high, but then later on you get the strings and the other things that come with it to pull you in.
Oh, yeah. Well, to paraphrase Cicero, he said that people are like animals. If you give them food and entertainment, or you call them food and circuses, then you own the people. You feed
That's
the
right.
people, you own them. You put the trough out, and we're like a bunch of pigs in this country now. You know, I grew up real poor in the Ozarks, and with pigs, you pull out the slops, and here they come, all squealing and fighting each other to get both feet in the trough. We've become that way. We've become dependent. And look what we do once you become dependency. You've lost. You've lost.
Yes. And, you know, you're talking about training animals. I think we have a lot of very sophisticated psychological training that's being conducted on us right now. B.F. Skinner gave us the idea of operant conditioning. You know, when you train animals, you give them a positive feedback. You do the little clicker as soon as they do the behavior that you want, and then you give them a quick little reward. Instead of beating them into submission, it's very easy to reward people in a positive way. And you look at what happens at the airport. If you go in and you let them put their hands on you or run you through their scanner, you're immediately rewarded by allowing to get on a plane. Okay? And if you make an issue out of it, you'll get the harsh treatment. But it's really that kind of positive immediate reward. It's like, let me do this to you and I'll let you get on the plane and you can go on about your life. But they always hold out that little reward. That's the way they control us. And it's far more effective to do it with positive operant conditioning than it is to do it with negative conditioning. That's what B.F. Skinner found. He found a very effective way to train animals, and they actually teach that to teachers. My wife was the one who acquainted me with B.F. Skinner. That was part of her training as a teacher, because that's the way they have of controlling people's behavior.
Well, look in the White House, in Obama's White House. You know, they had, his name's not coming to me right now, but what they did was they did this study on how to influence people along the Skinner line.
Yeah,
I mean,
nudging people.
It came right out of the White House.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the nudge idea. We're going to just nudge them along in just a little bit. And, of course, there's a lot of things that are very sinister that they're doing, but the easiest thing that we could do would be to try to take back our children. We can't necessarily do the big things. We can't take control of the schools, but we can take control of our children by taking them out of the schools or by putting them in somewhere where we have some say-so, by taking them out of a school where we have absolutely no say in what goes on there, and putting them in a school that is private or collective, or to homeschool them so that we know what is happening to them, and not just turn our children over to this the state, because our children are the future. Thank you so much for joining us, Charles Sasser. And again, his book you can find at WND. It is Crushing the Collective, The Last Chance to Keep America Free and Self-Governing. That's it for today's broadcast. Stay tuned for Alex Jones.